Well, I guess I didn't think about 50s too much, but I always figured it would be part of the middle of my life because my grandfather lived to be over 100, and my other grandfather, who smoked like a chimney and was an alcoholic, lived into his 80s, so I figured there's a long life after 50. When I was a kid, I did competitive swimming, and that all stopped around my 15th birthday, and I did pretty well nothing through undergraduate. But then in grad school, I started exercising again. And I have to say that serious commitment to exercise was in my 30s. So when I was in age group swimming competition, it was 18 hours a week. Now I swim maybe 4.5 hours a week, and that's hard. When I grew up, of course, I had the usual thing, oh, I'll marry a woman, and we'll settle down, and we'll have kids, and all that kind of stuff. So I was always thinking of having a long-term relationship. And so when it finally happened, I was ready. It just happened to be a man. I didn't think that same-sex marriage would happen as quickly as it did. But, you know, with a long life, lots of things are possible. It's really hard to predict the future. You don't have to have anxiety about the future. What's going to happen? Who am I going to meet? Any of those kinds of things. You can look forward to love in your life. That's really the most important thing.